For those of you who are uncomfortable, I'm sorry, but I'm not a pulpit preacher. You're stuck with me down on the floor with the rest of you. I would ask a request that everyone who is a veteran or supported the veterans during any type of service, if you would please stand or raise your hand. Take notice. These people are here and among us, and we owe them a debt of gratitude. My gratitude extends to the fact that because you all did what you did, you can have a seat. Because you all did what you did, it did not require me to do the same, and I thank you. I'm not a person for war, obviously. But I am a person who honors and celebrates and has a deep feeling of gratitude for everyone who left their home, went into an area that was not friendly to them, who put their lives on the line and suffered greatly so that I would not have to. There are not words to tell you how thankful and grateful I am. And I hope all of you are too. Because of what was done by all of these veterans and the support workers behind them, other people were also set free. Other people found freedom that they could speak and that they could live and that life could be something more for them as it is for us. Now, here's a thought. Think about it for a minute. Jesus is perhaps the first vet we read about. I'm not saying veterans are like Jesus. They are a mirror image in many ways. But Jesus was perhaps the first veteran that we have a good recorded history on. He left his home at his father's will. He came to a place called Earth that wasn't exactly hospitable towards him. He did what he had to do and was not popular 100%. He suffered. He languished. And for many of you vets who work side by side, like many of your comrades, he died. For those who died, their lives did not end, for Jesus conquered death and rose so that they too, who died in service to bring hope, freedom, life and renewal to others, would then walk home with Jesus and return home themselves. Jesus is the only one who makes this a guarantee. Jesus said, "Follow me, be imitators of me, and I will give you rest." For our brothers and sisters that did not come home, they have found their rest. And to them, I extend deep gratitude. And to their families, I cannot say the words that express how sorry I am that one that you love so dearly, as the Father loved his Son, that you had to lose one you love. But we must remember in this time of Veterans Day and service that Jesus has come, Jesus has died, and Jesus has risen, and death is conquered. Whether that be death of body, death of spirit, death of feeling safe, Jesus embraces us and says, "Feel my safety, feel my love, feel my warmth and share that with one another." In these troubled times, if you wonder how we're ever going to survive, hug one another. Share the love of Christ, the peace of Christ, and remember that in Christ, It is complete. All is won. The victory is done. The battle is o'er, and we'll be singing that in Easter. So thank you, veterans. And my heart rises with joy and celebration as I thank Jesus without words and voice that can express my love and gratitude for all Jesus has done for you and Jesus has done for me. Today, greet a veteran. Every day when you see somebody live in fear, remind them through a handshake, a touch, or a hug that the night is not o'er. The battle's already done, and Christ is the victor. May Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Amen.